I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Thanksgiving is on its way, and since I'm a sucker for holiday specials, we're taking a brief break from our normal programming here on The Rough Draft Diaries to bring you, well, a holiday special. I promise we'll return to this series. We're still documenting the connections we make through the people we meet, but for now, we're talking about food. I'm going to give you a new recipe to use this Thanksgiving, but first, we should be introduced to the chef who created it.
Joseph Jacobson, executive chef.
To be specific, he's the executive chef at Dégagé Jazz Café in Maumee, Ohio. It's a position he's held for about the last 5 years, but it's not a position he always wanted.
I was actually going to school to be a ER surgeon, so I was pretty close to going to medical school. It was over summer break, and I decided that I wasn't really passionate about it. It's not something I could see myself doing the rest of my life.
So while Joe was studying at University of Toledo, he was also thinking about leaving it and pursuing a different passion. He was reminded of his heritage. Joe grew up in a German-Polish family, learning how to cook traditional Polish dishes from his grandparents. Joe also thought of PBS.
I watched a lot of cooking shows as a child on public broadcasting. Obviously, Julia Child and Jacques Pepin, Frugal Gourmet, those kind of cooking shows, you know.
Joe decided to pursue culinary school and moved all the way from his hometown in Toledo to New York City. He enrolled in the French Culinary Institute, where one of his instructors was his childhood idol, Jacques Pepin. It seemed like a dream come true, but not everything came that easy. The transition to New York City living had its ups and downs.
Definite a culture shock, you know, when you first get off the subway, so many people, the buildings, just the energy. And I commuted for a while. So that was about a 2-hour commute. I had to drive to the train station, about 45 minutes. I had to take the train for an hour and a half. And I had to take the subway for a half hour. So going from a slow-paced environment to beyond a fast-paced environment, it took a couple weeks to adjust, but I think I fit in pretty well. I caught on pretty quick, you know.
2 years later, Joe graduated from the Culinary Institute and was ready to begin a career as a chef. But what's interesting is that for as much as he loved New York, as much as he fit in there, he didn't stay.
I mean, I've been asked that question a lot, like, why would you ever come back here? When you grow up someplace, a lot of people say, oh, I'm never going to live here the rest of my life. Ultimately, my family's here, you know. You don't have as much of an opportunity to make your footprint there. It's so competitive. There's so many restaurants. And I wanted to give people the opportunity to eat, you know, some real food again, which has been lost over the decades.
That loss, according to Joe, comes from an influx of chain restaurants. Restaurants that promise fast service for cheap prices for food that's not in season. Actually, that idea, seasonal, locally grown food, seemed foreign to some of the suppliers Joe contacted when he first came to Dégagé.
I would ask them questions about where things came from, and they wouldn't know, you know. They try to convince me that Mexican tomatoes are as good as, you know, farm-raised local tomatoes around here, and it would just be shocking to me because, you know, they don't taste the same at all. And trying to convince people the whole, you know, eating what's in season, we don't serve tomatoes in the winter. They're not local, they don't grow in the winter. Trying to convince people they can't have tomatoes in the winter has been tough, you know. Why can't we have this in the winter, you know? Why can't we have corn in the winter? I mean, I don't want to bring anything in that's not grown in season and, you know, farm-raised.
From finding those first few suppliers, Joe has watched the food market change in these last 5 years. It's even easier for families to bring homegrown seasonal produce to their own tables.
You can go to the farmer's markets. There's farmer's markets everywhere. Toledo Farmer's Market runs all year. I mean, there's tons of farms around here. You can actually even go to these farms. You can call them up and there's tons of CSAs you can do where every week they give you a basket of stuff, you know.
And if the market is changing, that means the culture is changing as well.
They, you know, a lot of times when I first started, people, you know, didn't want to hear where their food came from. You know, they're just kind of, you know, out of mind, out of sight. You know, they don't want to know anything. People are starting to care again, you know. I definitely think it's a very good thing that people are finally starting to realize the farm-to-table concept. You know, we were one of the first restaurants to adopt that, and it's taken a long time to fully integrate it into the restaurant and into the culture here.
It's a slow process, trying to change the eating habits of a whole city. But Joe doesn't seem ready to ease up, which is kind of funny, because dégagé is a French word, meaning free or relaxed. But I think Joe will always be ready for that next challenge. I think he actually enjoys tackling them head on. We gave him another challenge here at the Rough Draft Diaries. We asked if he would share with us a recipe of a classic Thanksgiving dish, and he gave us a new improved take on the sweet potato. We'll share that recipe with you in this next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries, but you can also watch the video as well, which gives a nice behind-the-scenes look of dégagé, but also production on the Rough Draft Diaries. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening.